Hi, welcome to Friday Night Jack Sesh. My name is Jack Manfred, Mandeville First, doing live show, call-in show. Call in 737-203-0457. Let's get this show rocking and rolling. It was off to a slow week start last week with the calls, Joel.
Yeah, it was. What do you think that is?
I don't know, man. Is it because we took a week off the week before?
It's because I got fucking married and I got married,
and all the chicks that call in because they want to fuck you, they realize you're off the market. And so they're no longer attracted to the show anymore because the illusion of you. Well, cool, we're going to get into that. The illusion of you, the illusion of them, of being to get you, being able to do you, Joel, has been shot.
Yeah.
So now... yeah, they're just left with me, and trust me, no one's getting any illusions about fucking me. But we got Coop here. Coop's very fuckable.
Yes, he is.
And we're gonna see if we can get any updates about this gigolo stuff that he's been into. Yeah, he's trying. He's trying to get in the business. It's probably like a farm system when you think about it, right? You can't just jump up into the big leagues with the going out on dates with tens. You got to do your time in the minors. You got to start out with single A ball. You got to freaking go on some dates with some freaking drooling, cockeyed, chicks that are maybe missing a couple limbs, right? You go through them. You prove that you can treat that woman with grace and love and dignity. And then they're like, hey, it's time to promote him to double A. This time she's farty. She's a little farty. And then, oh, man, he's growing as a gigolo. Let's pump him up to triple A for a bit. And, you know, these women, they're just kind of, they might have mental health issues. They're a little off. They might get attached way too easily. You got to be careful around them. But, you know, after you prove that you can navigate your way in the triple A ranks, they're like, we're sending them up to the majors. We're sending them to the majors. This chick, she's a 9.5. She's a millionaire. I don't even know why she needs a gigolo. She could get any man she wants. But she just wants a night out with no strings attached with this handsome gentleman. He's done his time in the farm system, and let's promote him. And you go out and you do that date, and she wants to take you back to the hotel room. And you have premature ejaculation, and that's when they're like, we got to send him back down to AAA. He didn't get enough time down there.
I've actually been very curious about that, and that's why I was hoping that the gigolo guy would actually come in tonight, because I wanted to...
I had a whole car ride up here that I need answered. Yeah, I had a whole car ride up here of things I wanted to ask this gigolo guy about that world. And then, of course, I land here, and I look at my phone, and you have my number. Why do you always send me Instagram messages?
I don't know. It seems like most people respond to Instagram messages faster than text messages.
I check my Instagram messages like twice a day. I'm way faster with text message.
Okay, I will send a text message next time.
Or you could be like Joel here and respond 2 days later.
Oh, I'm way worse than Joel.
You are? Oh, that's right. You are, because I had to come up to Joel one time. I think this was not long ago. And I'm like, hey, man, is Coop okay? Did I do something to piss him off? And he's like, why? I'm like, I texted him like yesterday and I still haven't heard back from him. He's like, oh yeah, I've known him for 20 years. I don't hear from him for days. So I didn't take it personally because at that point I took it personally and you were causing depression in me.
I seriously don't mean anything personal by it.
Why hasn't there been anybody that called in yet?
Tell them the calls are open.
The calls are open.
737-203-0457. I'm getting a little worried. Our numbers don't seem bad, but why aren't people calling in? Like they used to. Time.
Everybody's filtering in right now.
I hate them. I'm starting to become resentful towards this crowd. They don't give me what I want.
Yeah, where's the loyalty?
Yeah, where's the love? Hey, speaking of where's the love, I went to my first Spurs basketball. I've lived in San Antonio cumulatively for about 8 years now, and I went to my first Spurs game recently. And it was delightful. Great game, great basketball experience. And there's 3 minutes left in the game. Spurs are going to win. I'm like, let's beat the crowd. I'm walking out. So I'm in the empty, you know, around the stadiums. They got the ring where, you know, the walkways. And I'm walking out. I know you don't do sports. I get it. I'm walking. Yeah, have stuff. You ever been to a monster truck rally or anything?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so you know what a stadium looks like.
Yeah, I've been to a bunch of Dodger games.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm walking out, and there's this guy and his wife, And he's power walking like this. He's just flinging the arms. But I didn't think anything of it. By the way, zero drinks. Oh, I had the best game. I had a foot-long Chicago dog. I had a bunch of onion rings. Then during halftime, I went and got ice cream. Then I bought a big, huge Dr. Pepper. I was just loaded up with sweets. I was sugar drunk, but not alcohol drunk. And I'm walking out. And mind you, there's nobody in this hallway. When you're leaving games, it can get crowded. But we're the only ones here. I don't know how to explain how the width of this hallway. It's like, it's probably at least freaking 30 or 40 feet wide. It's 50 feet wide, right? And we're both kind of doing that thing where you're kind of walking in the same direction. And then I just go, oh, I literally, it's a Minnesota thing. I go, oh, sorry. And I put up my hands like this and I put a little smile on my face. And he just goes like, his wife's walking with him. And he just goes like this. Like, violently gets this little angry face on him, all right? Oh, by the way, big part of the story. He's probably about 5'2", okay?
Okay.
And I'm serious. It took me aback, right? I'm like, you know, in my younger years, I instantly would have been like, oh, fuck you, bro, right? But now I'm just like, why would someone just be mean to a stranger like that? Like, we were just walking in each other's paths. That's, like, really low-level... a social situation right there. Yeah. And then I literally go and I meant it. I'm like, you okay, man? And he turns around and I've never seen someone so violently flip a bird. He goes, he just flips me off and then turns around and just goes, whoa! Turns around and keeps walking. And his wife doesn't even phase her, which, so they were either in the middle of fighting or she's seen him have his little mini guy, rages before. Right. Yeah. And I realized, like, this guy's, he's like 5'2". Like, he's angry. He's an angry little man. And not all insecure, shitty people are short, but most insecure, shitty people are short.
Short, yeah.
And I realized, like, this guy is a fucking asshole he's just being a dick to strangers. And so I go, hey, bro. And he turns around one more time and I go like this. I hold my hand up to about my waist and I just start pointing at my hand. And you could tell it clicked with him. I was just acknowledging how short he is. I'm standing there with my hand right up to my waist, just going, pointing at it. And you could tell all the years of teasing that he endured as a child, all the comments from other men, it all hit him. But at that point, he was like too far away from me to like do anything. So he had to like sit there and just, I won.
You whooped him.
I beat the shit out of him in that interaction because I took the one thing that was the fuel for all of his anger and rage and why he gets in fights with his wife and why he feels inadequate, his shortness. I just laid it on him like, I get it, man. You're short. You're a short man. That's why you're angry. And so tonight's episode is sponsored by all the short kings, all the men under 5'5". If you're one of the short kings that, you know, you can carry, Justin Govern, Disgusting Justin. He's a short king, but he can carry it. He does professional fighting. He's a stand-up comic. He owns it. He does well with the ladies because he doesn't let the insecurity overwhelm him. He just owns it. But, you know, a lot of those short kings, man, if they don't have personalities or they don't have some sort of something that makes them, if they're just you can't be an average Joe and a short king at the same time.
Is Joey? Our boy Joey, is he short?
Joey who? Joey from Houston? Nah, Joey from Houston's, he's 5'10 or above.
Okay.
I got a picture with him. I could look at it. No, I think he's 5'10 or above. He's a big dude. Yeah, he looked like he could have played like offensive line in high school, but he was too short to play at the collegiate level, maybe Division III.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we have any calls? What the fuck's up with our thing?
Callers, call in.
This is weird, man.
We have a chat full of people. Everyone's hanging out. So I think we're good. Just no one's called yet.
Oh, man, I'm going to call my sister.
We can call somebody.
You know what? Screw these callers. I'm going to be the caller.
Do you want the phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call my sister. Oh, this is redonkulous. Oh, God, thank you. Sorry, Taco. Sorry, my love. Hey, by the way, my dog's still dying, if you were wondering. How's marriage life? Hey, who is this? Who are you?
It's Bill from Des Moines.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, William? How you doing, Willie? Hello. Billy? Bill? Billiam? What do they call you in Spanish?
Wilhelm? No, that'd be German.
Yeah, that's German.
probably, I don't know, just probably William with a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Hate him.
Hey, well, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I was doing well until I tried to replace the garage door opener tonight, and now I'm ready to burn my house down.
Okay, make sure you get the kids outside first before you do that.
Wait, the garage door opener? Like the remote?
No, like the actual, like...
The door.
Motor. The motor that opens the door.
Oh.
Bill, you're a good 5'8", 5'9". What's it like when you have to come up to a... When you see an angry man that's under 5'5"? How do you deal with them?
Well, technically, I'm 6'2", so anybody under 5'5", I actually don't see. So, like,
you don't even acknowledge their existence. Do you think that's why short men are so angry? Because men can see short women. They'll see a short woman. Maybe it's just we don't acknowledge the short dudes because they don't matter.
Yeah, it's just kind of like this blind spot in my vision, you know, like this black spot. For a while, I thought I had, like, ocular cancer, and then my doctor told me, like, no, it's just a short man. Your body just blocks it out. Your brain can't see it.
Yeah. So. No, I get it, man. They're gross. That's why they're so angry. They know they're gross. Yeah, but if you're a short man, if you're a 5'2" man around San Antonio and your wife's got one of those muffin tops and you were at a Spurs game last Sunday and you have kind of like a crappy crew cut, if you're listening to this, I just want you to know, not only are you short, but I really wish you would have rushed me because I would have just held my hands out. You would have been flailing your arms and there's nothing you can do about it because you're short because you come from bad genes.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should mention that. I did that to my 7-year-old tonight. I did the palm to the forehead and he's just windmilling his arms around.
And the good news is he'll grow up to be at least 6 feet tall and he's going to be a normal person, unlike men under 5'5".
Yeah, he's actually, for 7, he's kind of small, but he just ate 6 slices of pizza tonight, which is fucking insane.
Wait till you read the comments section on this today's show. It's going to be dudes talking shit about me. Because, you know, like, I've noted...
You're tall, dude.
I'm not a comment section reader, especially on YouTube. It's not even that I, like, for professional reasons, avoid it. It's that lately I've noticed I'll read the comments after a couple days.
Yeah.
And it's like, it seems like... there's 8 really nice comments and then there's always one person that, like, maybe it's their first time on the show, they just don't like the cut of my jib, but they always have seriously something personal to say and something, you know. And I realize I talk a lot, you know, because it's a fucking podcast, so I talk a lot. So if I'm talking throughout this hour and a half long show and I say one thing that rubs a person the wrong way, there's a lot of short men out there that are very sensitive and that could derail everything for them and make them hate me. I guarantee you all the comments, the negative comments about me on tonight's show will be from 5'2" dudes who can't own it like a disgusting Justin. And they don't have a personality or a good job or they're not in a happy marriage. I mean, like all these things, they're not in a happy marriage. Chicks don't want to bang them and they're just going to take it out on me, which it's fine. I'll be your punching bag. It's too bad you can't reach me, but yeah, you can try punching me.
What's your
Jack? We're going to give you new headphones so they're better.
What's wrong with these ones?
I just don't like the way it's fitting on your head. I could tell that it's irritating you on your right ear.
Okay. Oh, these are nicer.
Are they better?
Yeah, I just went from a Volkswagen to a Cadillac right there. Hey, what's up, Bill? What's going on? Sorry, I forgot about you. It's not because you're short. If you were short, I would have forgotten about you.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't even notice I'm there. That's the point.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on short men that use lift or like a heeled boot to give them a little extra something?
Please explain harder to me.
Joel and Coop can probably explain lifts. That's more of like a Hollywood thing. I think they're like inserts you put in your shoes to give you an extra inch or two.
Yeah.
But there's also the trick where, like, especially down in Texas, I can imagine.
You trying to say that we would wear that shit?
No, but it's movie magic. Tom Cruise uses them. I figured you would know since you're like BFFs with Tommy Boy, you know, but,
I had an actor friend that
We got another call coming in.
What the?
Are we able to? We got another call coming in.
Oh no! It's someone's trying to use FaceTime to call in.
What the shit is wrong with people? Who is it? Bring the phone over me. I'm taking the FaceTime call.
It's FaceTime audio.
Oh no! Then them to hell.
We don't want to get people excited that they have a secret way in.
No, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Did you see
the actor? There's an actor that just spent $100,000 to get a leg lengthening surgery done.
Holy shit.
Yeah, whatever it takes to keep yourself less... who is it? What area code is it?
Now it's video.
Bring it over to me. Take the call. Take the call.
Who the fuck is this?
Bring this to me.
Bring that to Jack. Who the fuck are you?
Now, someone's being really aggressive off the bat. Hey, if you're from Tulsa. You guys are being aggressive. Why are you being so aggressive, sir? You feel a little too, what are you, 5'2"? Is that why you're being like this?
You have to, it's not coming through the headphones what he's saying.
Oh, it's not? Do I got to put it up to the thing?
Yeah.
Hey, God, are you, your eyes, are you, how stoned are you right now, sir? Okay. You're super stoned right now. You got the feedback going crazy because you got my show turned up. Bro, you don't even know half the story, bro. What are you, in a man camp? I can't do this anymore.
You got to mute the show, bud.
I can't. It's like, hey, by the way, I was also thinking about this on the drive up. We got the over-talkers. There's not a bad delay here. There's not a bad... Yeah, take the call. There's not a bad delay here on this. Can you take the call? There's not a bad... What the fuck is going on?
He's trying to video chat us again.
No, screw that. I'm not going to deal with that guy. He can call in. The over-talkers, the people that... This isn't a bad delay. So sometimes... Someone will just keep talking. If they interrupt me again, we're going to give them like maybe at best 70 chances, and then we're cutting them off.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, caller, who are you? Cool.
Fucking bastards.
Cool. I can't handle the...
We got some spicy callers today, don't we?
Yeah, what's up? The guy is like aggressive towards us. I'm telling you, it's these 5'2" motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, you're spicing people up. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, they come out of the works like little gremlins. Yeah, don't feed any men food after midnight in San Antonio, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the problem is San Antonio is just a town of short dudes.
What race are they? Is that racist to ask that?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Well, because Mexicans are short.
Well, it's a predominantly Hispanic population, so statistically speaking, the majority of the short men are going to be Hispanic. I don't think it's necessarily because they are Hispanic.
But isn't it, though?
They're short white guys.
True, but...
They're short black dudes.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jack?
Hey, who are you? I love you. How tall are you?
Hey, I love you too, buddy. It's Tom from Colorado, and I am... 6 foot and a gentle giant.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks for being so tall. Yeah. I like where your head's at. What's the deal? What part of Colorado? Are you from, like, the crunchy hippie, you know, hippies with money part, like Denver? Are you from, like, the I'm a hiker, Colorado Springs? No. And then are you from, like, the part where people do meth?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm in northern Colorado. I'm, like, 30 minutes south of Wyoming. So.
Like Greeley?
No, north of LaPorte, north of Fort Collins.
Okay. So what are you doing tonight, man? You got a couple hours on us. Your mountain time, you know?
Yeah.
You still got the sun out?
Yeah, trying to come in on the hate on the men under 5'5" game. So.
Yeah, how tall are you?
6 flat.
6 foot. Is that same guy?
Yeah.
Just block the number. I think he's like, he's stoned as shit or something. It's not funny after the third time. Huh?
I said, has he got like Napoleon syndrome, it seems like?
He's probably 5. Yeah, he's probably. But that's the problem is Napoleon was actually not short for his time. He was maybe a little below average. You guys did a show on him. What was he? He was like 5'6".
Napoleon was actually about 5'8". The discrepancy comes from the different ways that they used to measure a foot.
Yeah.
So he was actually
5'8". I think the average American male is 5'9", right?
Yeah, still roughly. So Napoleon wasn't short at all.
All right.
He was about 5'8" by modern.
Napoleon syndrome, like, not a thing then?
Oh, new caller? Same caller.
No, it's the same guy.
Yeah. No, I think I just want to say what's up, Jack.
No, man, I want to talk to you because you're not annoying me Like other people. Good. What are you doing, man?
I'm sitting on my couch, just fucked up my truck today, and decided to say fuck it and watch your show and have a beer. So.
Yeah.
Man, I fucking love hearing that.
Yeah.
I love hearing that, man. What if I die in a car accident on the way home?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah. It's life, I guess.
Yeah, actually, you know, I called in, I don't know how long ago, but you said your buddy who was killed was from Northern Colorado.
Southern Wyoming. He's from Laramie, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was his name?
His name is Kyle. Oh, God. Okay. Time out on the comedy part. Let me talk about my dead friends real quick. His name was Kyle Wayne Burns. He was from Laramie, Colorado. Great kid. Died at 20 years old.
Laramie, Wyoming?
Yeah, Laramie, Wyoming.
Okay. No, and I'm asking genuinely. I'm not
He's buried at the National Cemetery in Denver there. If you're ever in Denver. Okay. They've got the National Cemetery. He's buried. And the other guy I didn't know that well, but there's another guy that was in the same firefight that died that they happened to be from the same area. So they got ended up being buried next to each other. But his name was Ted Holder. And he was so they're buried right next to each other. I'm actually going to I'm going out to Hawaii for work. I got a 6-day work trip in Oahu. Not the worst place to go for work.
Wish I was going with you, Jim.
No. Yeah. And another guy I know that died in the war. He's buried at the Punch Bowl, which also arguably the most beautiful national cemetery in the United States. And then his name was Blake Magwai. And I feel bad saying their names considering the content of this show. I don't want my dead war friends to be associated with and fart jokes. But
I ask sincerely. I'm trying to.
No, I know, I know. And then my grandfather's is on. There's a big since it's in the Pacific. A lot of just people in general went missing during World War II, and my grandfather was one of them. So his name's up on the wall of the missing. It says G.J. Mandeville on there, and it has his Navy rate and all that stuff.
Oh shit, that's pretty cool.
Huh. Same guy.
Well, brother, I don't want to hold you up, but just thanks for what you do, bud. Appreciate it.
No, man, thank you. I appreciate that you like the show. Like, but I gotta say something. This is a comedy show, so I gotta say something funny to you. And I don't have anything of substance to say right now.
I could tell you a joke, but it would have the N-word in it.
No, let's not do that. Yeah. Let's not do that for numerous reasons. For numerous reasons, I'm strong anti that word. Unless I'm reading Huckleberry Finn, the original version.
So that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good night, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
Bye. Jack, a lot of people in the chat have been asking about Taco's
progress. Is he on the camera right now?
I'm gonna while you talk about him, I'm gonna pan down to him. Is that okay?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, and the people want to know.
Well, I'll tell you about his progress. He just ripped a juicy fart just now, so that's not. Yeah, get that phone call. Cool. Hey, caller.
Hey, Jack, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen, to the guy that keeps calling in right now, if you call in one more time, I'm going to give your number live on air, and then you guys can just fucking call and harass him. Okay, we got caller. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Stand by, caller. Jack has to take care of something.
Standing by.
Hey, if y'all want to call 989-992-4714 and just call them out all hours of the night, send them fucking fucked up shit that'll probably make them go to prison, go right ahead.
Let's give that number one more time.
That's 989-992-4714.
All right, caller, you are on the air.
I warned him, right? Very clearly, like, don't do that again. Yeah, okay.
Six times.
Great. Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good. My dog's dying.
That's no bueno. My cat's dying, but I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I heard that he had problems a couple of weeks back. I saw the Jack Sasher where he had all his medicine out. I haven't caught up since then.
Yeah, so he hasn't been well. Can we block that number?
I'm blocking right now.
Yeah. He hasn't been doing well. He's just I can't get him to eat. I got him on more meds than Magic Johnson. He's a sickly little boy, but he is showing little brilliant moments, where he gets healthy again and everything like that. So, like right now he's trying to lick his balls and he's failing at that, but at least he's trying. He's got enough energy to try to lick his balls. Yeah.
Hey caller, do you have anything a little bit more lighthearted to talk about? We've had. Oh, is he already off?
Yeah, I guess so.
Caller, you are on the air.
Jack, you threw me out of a wheelchair once.
I threw you out of a wheelchair?
Yes.
Who is this? Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Luis. Bro.
Yeah. Yo.
Thanks for calling in, man. I did throw you out of a wheelchair. And we didn't have pads or anything. You just ate like we did that stunt all natural.
Oh yeah.
This is my buddy.
I did have a carpeting, but there's like no padding under the carpeting, so it's just fuzzy concrete.
Yeah. It's like okay. Basement carpeting.
Hi. That was my toddler.
Sorry. Was she I think the last time I saw you was what, 2018? 2019?
Yeah, no. Well, no, I think it might have been sooner than that, or later than that, because I think I only had 3 kids when you last saw me.
Yeah, I think you had knocked up the wife at that point.
Yeah, and then we decided to go for one more.
Oh, man, you're just pumping them out.
Oh, no, I'm a jackass that way.
Yeah, hey, I get it. Everybody likes to
I'm
come.
Talking about short men. Oh, yeah,
no, well, okay, wait, you don't count in the short, well, okay, it actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. I used to be like 5'6". It's not too bad. It's no, short so that, when you're an infantry, especially.
So that's but, the thing, Luis. Before you lost both of your legs, you were 5'6". So you're a normal guy in the sense that you had normal guy height previously. So you have a normal guy mentality.
Yeah. It's a Napoleon syndrome, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing but the problem is in the infantry, everybody's like 6 foot over there, you know? It's hard to get a leg up on those tall bastards.
Yeah.
But I went on a date. Like, one of the first dates I ever went on was with this model. She was like 6 foot tall. And she was talking about how she was always very self-conscious because she's taller than everybody, been on her dates and shit. Like, she said, you know what? For you, I don't feel that. You know, I'm like down by her waist, which is optimal height, if you ask me. But it's like, I don't feel self-conscious about your height here.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, you were above 5'5", therefore you had normal guy confidence.
Yeah. Normal guy complex.
Yeah, you could think normally because you're of a normal height. Are you still out there in Maryland?
Yeah, man, I'm going to school today.
Okay. I think I'm supposed to be out in DC in the spring. So let's make sure we link up with each other.
Absolutely.
I saw you had a good time.
Paint your portrait.
I'd love that. Well, we need to do it. Luis, we need to do a painting show together. Cause Luis paints too.
Yes.
So we got to do a painting show. Let's do a, wait, are you ever going to be down in Texas?
No, I haven't been in Texas in like ever.
Okay. I'm saying if you came down here, we could just do a show of you and me painting, and that's a whole show.
Well, it depends on when it is. I can absolutely go. I don't do anything in January or December.
Okay. Well, let's figure it out. I think it'd only be selfish of you with your wife and 6 kids and all the travel accommodating you have to do. I think it'd be very selfish if I had to come to you as a man with a dying dog. So, I think you should come to me.
No, that sounds fair. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
And don't forget the non-legs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lazy, you know. I could be walking. I'm just being lazy.
You're being a little selfish about your war injuries, is what I think. You know.
Yeah.
You had a fun time out in Pastrana Land?
Yeah, dude, that was a lot of fun. Oh, I get to say it on air. Hey, JT, you owe me a wheelchair.
That Jared Taylor, you owe Luis a wheelchair.
That's right. He was whipping the tail on, what was it? It was like a golf cart. And the chair goes flying out and it's all warped and shit.
Oh, he really fucked up your wheelchair?
Yeah, no, like seriously. if you were to stand behind me, you see both wheels wobbling like it was some old 1920s comedy or something like that.
Is it that like big freaking tank fancy one you have, or is it like one of the the manual rolls?
Regular one.
Okay. Yeah, how much do those typically run?
Oh, the manual? Oh, the one I got? No, yeah. That's like $15,000, man.
No, that's the tank one you have, the big fancy one, right?
Nope. That is that one that I have. Or maybe 10,000, something like that. They're like custom made, they're titanium. The fucking wheels have Kevlar in them, man. It's run flats.
Introduction.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Yes. Well, no, I'm actually getting a new one tomorrow. Like, the VA just called me. This is the first time they've taken less than a year to get back to me, which is, you know, sweet.
That's big progress for the VA. They're moving at a freaking Chick-fil-A speed at that point.
Yeah, if they had a whole bunch of 18-year-olds working for them, or 16-year-olds working, maybe it'd happen.
If they had a bunch of 16-year-olds that they're compensating well working for them, then maybe the VA would run a little faster. Instead, you get some dude. I'm not gonna sit here and complain, but you always, you know what I can't stand about the VA thing too, is you always get that dude that was like that freaking 20-year staff sergeant that he retired, and he still thinks like his time in the military matters. Like someone's just trying to get help, and he's like, hey, I did 20 years. Like, I don't give a fuck what you did in the military or how long. I don't give a shit if you have a Medal of Honor. You're here to fucking help me, asshole.
And don't forget, he was like S1 or something like that, typing up reports.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Did I ever tell you about the one time I ever went to a therapist in my life? Which, by the way, I'm going to do therapy for the first time in my life. I broke down. I'm like, I'm going to go to a therapist. But the only other time I've been to a therapist was in 2006. It's when I got out of the military. And I didn't have like PTSD, but definitely, you know, you got that post-service kind of separation things. And you got to understand this. This was in 2006. My entire enlistment hadn't been involved with the war. Everything revolved around the war. If I wasn't going overseas, I was training to go overseas. Then I got out of the military, and all I wanted to do was leave all that shit behind me. But you turn on the news, every channel was about the war. And I just woke up and I was like, I'm sad. I'm a sad boy right now. I really don't want to think about any of this. And so anyways, I went to the VA, and they get me linked up with the therapist or psychiatrist or whatever they are. And I'm 23 years old. I was 23 years old. And they gave me like the hottest goddamn therapist on earth, where it's like, I did two sessions and I told her flat out, I'm like, I think I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't want to do therapy. And she's like, that's too bad. Can I ask you why? And I told her, I'm like, I can't talk to you. I can't open up to you. You're too hot. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Coop's pointing at himself. He dealt with the same. So literally, the people that I asked people, like, well, do I get to look at what my therapist looks like ahead of time when I'm picking one up now? And they're like, yeah, they have like pictures. I'm like, okay, I'm only going to have a man or like a, you know, not traditionally good looking woman to talk to. I already know my biggest kryptonite in therapy is don't give me someone that I would want to hit on outside of that environment.
Well, dude, I had a similar experience. Like right after, it was like a year after I was blown up, so I was still living in Walter Reed and shit. And I was trying to tell this lady how I was getting better. I had a female psychiatrist or psychologist, and I was trying to tell her I got better and we go through the divorce. But then, you know, I banged this 18-year-old and I'm feeling really good. But then she's giving me this look, honey, earmuffs.
Dad's telling war stories.
Yeah. So my wife earmuffs. Hi. She loves you, by the way, Jack.
Oh yeah, I mean, we gotta link up next time I'm out there.
We have to.
Yeah.
And now I got a bulldog too. You're partly responsible for me wanting to get a bulldog.
No shit.
Yeah.
Have you posted pictures of it? I see.
Not very many. She's hard to take pictures of because she is afraid of everything. Like, dude, I'm not kidding. Everything. If I have the remote control in my hand and I go to pet her, she runs away like I just set her on fire.
Oh, my God.
I think my wife said she's going to post one or something. I don't know. But, yeah. Piggy.
Piggy is her name? Yeah.
Piggy's her name.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Peggy is. Oh, that's a good name for a dog.
No, not Peggy. Pig.
Oh, Piggy, that's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just texted me?
No, I actually sent that because I was having problems calling through this number. So I'm like, I know what, I got his phone number. I'll call him now.
Yeah, sorry. Well, now that I'm on my phone, let me just check to see. No, I was going to see, you don't post that often.
No, it's usually just my art.
Yeah. Okay, so I haven't seen the dog yet.
Nope.
Oh, well, bro.
I'll try to send you one right now.
Well, check it out.
Where's Taco?
He's right there. Check it out. Let me call you when I'm leaving the studio on my drive back down, on my hour and a half drive back down.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There, I sent you a picture of Piggy.
All right, bro. I'm gonna call you when I leave the studio.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, what a beaut. She's beautiful. What a sweetie girl. That's awesome. Luis got a bulldog.
Hey guys.
Hi, who are you?
It's Tahi, the guy from Yonkers again. How you doing, Jack?
What's up, man? How you doing? How's Yonkers out there? Everything good in Yonkers? Good.
No, it's a nice, cool night. I just want to let you know I'm 5'8".
Good. You're a normal dude.
Yeah, regular height confidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that guy that was calling in over and over and over again, and then we were very polite with asking him not to call in, and then I said, if you call in again, I'm going to give away your number. Do you think he's been harassed into oblivion yet?
I sure fucking hope so.
It's funny because maybe it's because I'm from like a completely like liberal state. So like I get like this guilty conscience about things all the time. And so like I was thinking to myself, well, that's funny. You know, they probably don't know my number. I hope they don't think that that's me calling them like crazy or something like that. Because I had just tuned in as soon as this person must have been calling you guys.
Well, he FaceTimed and we thought it would be cute to FaceTime. But not only, like, he wouldn't even let us talk. So he's obviously on something to where he has no idea of social cues at this point.
Yeah.
And I hope he sobers up and says, oh, if I call in again, maybe I'll just do it in a normal way and we can have a normal, fun conversation instead of, I think this is funny to derail this person's work.
I think that can also be called autism. So we might need to give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Possibly. Well, possibly.
You know what it is too is I really like watching you guys, and when I first found out that you guys have this Friday Night Jackass thing, and that you could actually call in and all that chit chat and talk to you guys and stuff, I was actually a little bit nervous my first couple of times calling. So like I don't know, maybe the guy was like really excited and I don't know. That's kind of rude that he's jamming up the lines.
It doesn't matter the reasons. He's been blocked, and he'll never get to call in on the
show.
And if anyone else does the same shit, they're also going to get blocked.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I'm having a hard time. You know what was worse than that situation? I might be a furry. I'm getting a little attracted to Joel right now. Yeah? You just brought. Oh, my God, dude. Am I a furry? Why am I liking this?
This is actually Jared. Jared brought this in.
Oh yeah, he's had that thing for years. Yeah,
I don't want to take credit. It's actually,
no, sorry about that, guys.
No, go ahead.
So I was gonna say, since we're actually on that subject, so sometimes I'll call you guys and it'll go straight to voicemail. So I'm asking for myself, and I guess maybe whoever it was that was doing that will probably benefit from this too. But so if and when I call, I guess I'll just wait till I think you guys are going to hang up on the next dude and then I try to call, or
that's your best shot. So yeah, we don't have an answering system or anything like that. It really only goes through if we're off the line. So you just gotta time it. Guys like Ruben and Joey must have it down to a fucking science, because they're typically on almost every show. So yeah, they must have a good, I get in that group chat and start picking Ruben and Joey doesn't do the group chat. He's usually calling when he's out trying to bang chicks or doing Joey shit, but Ruben's typically in that chat.
I think it was the Womb Raider that told me I just got a call. Like,
yeah,
a couple of times. Yeah.
The Womb Raider, he knows what he's doing. He's an old vet.
Yeah,
yeah, he's cool. I like his name. I think it was man, I'm drawing a blank. I can't believe it. It was shit. It's this dude. He just mentioned it the other day. I think it was on the Fake News podcast. The multicultural all-inclusive network or something like that. I just joined it, so
yeah that's
I try to keep tabs.
It's like the Drinking Bros Facebook page 2.0.
yeah.
Well, cool. Man, I appreciate you calling. I hope you're having a good New York night. I'm jealous you're an hour ahead, meaning you'll get to bed earlier than me if you want to. I don't know, you might be a what do they call them, the people that stay a night person, I guess would be the word. But I love you, man. Yeah. I really do.
No, I love you too, guys. I really appreciate each time I get to talk with you. You guys are really cool. I'm gonna be 32 tomorrow, and part of me growing up is realizing that as you grow up, it's people, they get lives and they got kids and stuff like that. So you can't really see all your friends. You guys have become like a family to me. I haven't met you guys at all yet, but maybe one day I will.
Aww.
I look forward to every time you guys have something on. I try to watch it as much as I can. Like, I'll sit there and watch the whole hour and a half, 2 hour podcast,
yeah,
or 2 hour and change in your case. But well, yeah, man.
I appreciate hearing that, my friend. I appreciate hearing that. Well, you have a good Friday night, and much love to you from the Friday Night Jack Sesh.
Thanks, man. You too. And much love to your dog. I hope he feels better.
Okay. Later.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
We call that a Minnesota goodbye. We call that a Minnesota goodbye right there.
Damn, somebody was waiting.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was definitely trying to time that right, man.
Well, you nailed it, man.
Nailed it.
You've got like Stephen Curry 3-point. Oh, God. Bad note. It's thundering outside, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh yeah, look at him.
Oh
God, come here, babies, come here, honey. This is we get fucking asshole. Just literally, he's the first person that's ever tried to ruin the show.
Yeah, that's our first time. Yeah.
Right, like we've gone a good year and a half, and everyone's been awesome. I mean, even if there's been weird calls, like he's like clearly trying to derail the show because he thinks
it's funny.
He thinks it's funny,
thinks
right?
It's cool, yeah.
And then we got all the technical problems before we started the show.
Mm-hmm.
My dog's already dying. And now it's fucking look, the guy, come here, baby. I'm sorry if I can't be top notch tonight. I got to freaking pamper my dog because he's scared of thunder. Come here, Bubba.
It's okay, baby.
Come here, sweetie. Taco, come here, baby. Boy. Come here. Yeah, he doesn't move when this shit happens. Come here, babies. Come here. Come here. Yeah, you're a good boy.
Good boy. Caller, do you have any questions?
Caller, what's going on, man? What's your name? Where are you coming in from?
How's it going, man? My name is Juan. I am from Chicago. I'm actually on my way home from work.
Juan from Chicago. What part of town are you from?
From the south side of Chicago.
Oh, whereabouts?
Just by the Gage Park, Midway area, sort of.
Yeah, you know where Marionette Park is?
Never heard of her.
Okay. It's a nice little community down there right on the south side. Yeah.
Okay.
I spent some time down there.
There's like aren't you Irish or something like that?
So I do the 23andMe in the same way that I do STD tests. I just wait for somebody else to get the answers and I just go off of that. So, yeah. According to my sister's 23andMe, I'm like all the boring whites. I'm not any of the fun whites. I'm not like Italian or even Irish. Like, it's all the boring whites, like Dutch and like Scottish and English.
Yeah, that's all the ones that go usually to like the boring places like Minnesota, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Minnesota's a pretty boring ass basic place. A lot of Scandinavians. I wouldn't consider Scandinavians boring whites necessarily, but they're certainly not spicy whites.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that.
What's a spicy white?
A spicy white, like Spanish or Italian or Greek. That's a spicy white.
Okay.
I would even put I would put you know, Portuguese. They're spicy white.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm actually thinking about moving out of this city because it's pretty much gone to hell. I think I'd like your advice. Since you're in that upper region, what do you know about Mankato, Minnesota? Is that a good place? Or what?
I know a little something, too, about Mankato, Minnesota. Home of Minnesota State, not far away from the Mayo Clinic, the most prestigious medical facility in the world. From what I understood, so I haven't lived in Minnesota in years, but from what I understand, Mankato's like blown up the last decade. Like, it, I think when I was growing up, the population there was like maybe 50,000. I think they're well over 100K at this point.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so Mankato is like, I guess it's a pretty good town from what people say.
Yeah, I keep hearing it's like booming, but then it gets boring because everybody shuts down at like 8:30.
That's probably accurate. Do you work in the medical industry? What do you do?
No, I'm a truck driver. I just haul stuff.
Dude, you're right there. Well, so Mankato's like in the center of Minnesota farm country down in the southern Minnesota farm country. So I'm sure there's no shortage of work for you.
Yeah, there's a Walmart DC there. They're paying pretty fucking good because nobody wants to drive out in the, you know, winter storms up there. So I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Are there any reassuring words you can give my dog right now?
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed at Taco. Sorry, boy.
That sucks. Yeah, I don't know. This one time I forgot to feed my goldfish that I kept in my truck. I went home for like a week and forgot to feed it, and that died. Wait. So I just threw it outside of my driver's
car. I was going
to
say, do
you have a goldfish in your truck?
I had a goldfish, and then I forgot to feed it because I went home for a week.
Bro,
I
feel
like a little bowl.
I feel like that's more dangerous than texting and driving. Like, if I had a goldfish just swimming around, I'd be looking at that thing all the time, being like, oh, look, he's being real cool right now, doing cool maneuvers, and then I slam into the back of a family of six and kill them all.
Well, it was like an enclosed like little, you know, water bowl, I guess you can say, so he was safe. I mean,
kind of like Bob from What About Bob?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I mean,
how old are you, Juan? Like, did you get that reference?
I'm 27, but I'm Mexican, so we're like 10 years behind, like, technology. Like, I literally grew up with a CD player and a cassette player, and I was, you know, in the school bus.
Well, the good news is, What About Bob came out in 1990.
Oh, yeah. That was before I was born, but I've seen it, you know, and I know. I also watched that 70s show, like, three times already.
Yeah, that was a good show. Some of those cast members were complete pieces of shit, but it's a good show.
Yeah, was his name Hyde? Had some kind of like predatory history or something like that?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't like he groped a chick and, you know, it was like he's a real deal rapist. Like, even if he wasn't an actor and had access to all those women, it'd probably be even worse. He is a real deal rapist.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you. I was thinking about it too as I was driving, because I was driving to Iowa, right? And I was thinking about your show. It was going to come up. And I'm not gay now, but you remind me of like that section in the gay porn section, like the sissy and like the daddy bear. You know, like they usually have like a. You look like it, and I just thought I'd compliment you on that. You have a very, very good look. If you're ever into gay porn, I would probably put you better in that category.
Okay. So, Juan, interestingly enough, not the first time I've heard that. I'll tell you what, I'm very open with this. In all my years on social media, I'm very lucky. I have never received an unsolicited nudie from a woman before. I've received quite a few unsolicited dick pics before.
Right.
I obviously have some sort of effect on the male gay community that I'm not evidently working that well enough with straight women. So
when's the last dick pic you got, Jake?
It was, well, it's not like it's an everyday thing. I know people that deal with that. I think the last one was like 2 months ago. But I'm glad Instagram now, they have that thing where they do the blur thing.
Yeah.
And I've kind of honed in on a process where I know it's coming, but sometimes I still like get it wrong. And
you,
it's still, not,
you click, you unblur the dick pic?
Well, yeah.
Jack.
Well, no, because it's called unsolicited. They don't warn you. So sometimes a guy will give you, there was one gentleman who asked permission. And I thought that was very polite and nice of him. He said, "Can I send you a picture of my dick?" And I ignored it, and so he ended up doing it anyways. But I at least he asked the first time around. But no, and it doesn't bother me. It's just I don't want to see it necessarily. So, yeah.
Do they have hogs, or is it like?
Yeah, they're all
fucked up.
Yeah, saying it strictly non-sexually, they all have pretty nice dicks. Gay dudes have nice dicks.
Yeah, I'm not gay. Yeah, but if you ever do end up doing that category, I'm not gay, but I would probably jerk off to it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Look, in my younger years when I needed the money, I might have thought about doing some posings like that. But I'm not a gay man, so my dick's not that great.
Right.
But yeah, okay. Maybe
if you ever open up like an OnlyFans or anything, I'd probably be your first donation. But I'm not gay.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the thing. The thing with gay guys that I've noticed, they're no different than straight dudes in the sense that, you know, like, a straight dude will be like, "Oh man, that chick's hot. She's actually a lesbian. Oh, I could change her. I can change her." It's that dumb male dick ego. Mm-hmm. Gay guys are no different than straight dudes. Like, "Oh, that dude's hot. He's straight."
Not for long.
like men are men. They only operate based off of fucking sexual ego, right? Well, a lot of the time they do. So it's like it's very interesting that a gay dude and a straight dude are no different from each other. It's just it's just where they want to stick it.
Yeah.
That's so true.
All right, Jack. It was nice talking to you. I'll call you guys again.
All right, bro. He's another truck driver. Another truck driver. Man, I swear to God, I've every time it's a truck driver, I'm like, fuck, I got something going on with the truckers right now, man.
Yeah, the truckers love the show, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it is a pot. I mean, they do a lot of sitting around and listening to things, so I guess it would make sense that we'd have a lot of truck driver listeners.
I deduce
that. Caller, who are you?
What's up, Jack? It's Rotolo.
Hey, Mikey R from the L to the O to the U to the I to the S to the I to the A to the N. I do not know how to spell your goddamn state.
You were really close. You were one letter. You missed one letter. It ends with an A.
Oh, so I did spell it right. I quit before I said A because I figured I'd already been wrong at that point. But
nope,
I was thinking
nope,
A.
You had it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, now let's do Massachusetts.
Say the A. Say the A.
A.
Say the A.
Okay.
Hey, here we go.
Okay, so, hey, what's up, Mikey? It's been a while. How you been? Mikey,
I've been good, baby.
You send me pictures of food, and I really like them.
I can send you pictures of more food. Oh, and my wife says hi, too.
Hello, Mrs. Rotolo. How are you, ma'am?
Hello.
You guys have been married for what, 6 months now?
Yes, sir.
6 months. Does it still feel awesome to be called Mrs. Rotolo, or are you getting used to it?
Ask her again.
Do you still like kind of get butterflies when you get called Mrs. Rotolo?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's healthy. That means y'all will be married for at least 6 more months.
Yay! 6 more months.
And we got. And by the way, again, we had covered it last week. But Joel, how's married life treating you?
Oh, it's wonderful, Jack.
Hey, Mike, do you got any tips? You're an old seasoned marriage guy. You've been doing it for 6 months. You got any tips for Joel?
Yeah, go into debt.
Mike, that might have been the funniest thing you've ever said.
Go into debt. Whatever that woman wants, just buy it for her. Give it to her.
I understand that. You're speaking my language. Us married men, you know, we got to stick together, you know.
That's right. Got to get Jack married next.
Oh.
Well, Coop's shaking his head. See, this is where Coop and I differ. So Coop, I don't blame you, man. You're doing threesomes and you might get paid to have sex. So I get it. I get it why you're stuck in your ways. But I don't have your looks, and B, I've literally, the last thing I have to do in my life is start a family and be married and start a family. It just, I'll get to it. I've been hanging out with my bulldog lately. I think, honestly, I thought about this the other day. I'm like, I'll probably never go on a date again until he dies.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah.
Bowie, he's not going anywhere for a while.
Nope. Taco's going to be there for a long time.
We'll see. What I am, I have to do some travel for work. I am stressed about leaving him. Not that, you know, people.
Where's he going
to
stay?
I got a couple people that are pretty good about watching him, and he'll get his meds and stuff. What scares me more than anything is if he were to fucking die, like if it was just one of those freaks things where he has a heart attack or whatever,
yeah.
And I wasn't there. Like if I was in fucking Hawaii and Taco's dead and I got to fucking fly back 9 hours crying in front of other men.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't cry. I'd do what like dudes under 5'5" do, is just really push it down, mm-hmm. and then wait till the last moment to explode. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily when my mom died, I only had like a 35-minute drive over to her house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a long drive, Mike. Shit. Yeah.
No, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Just straight shot to mom's house.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Anyways, back to my personal life. Let's turn it back to Coop. Coop, we were supposed to have his. Well, we won't even get into it. We'll get into that later. But Coop, are you still entertaining doing the gigolo thing?
Loosely entertaining. And it seems like you were talking about it earlier on the show. There's a high bar for entry. Like you have to work your way up from the bottom.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know if I can actually do that.
You're not like one of those guys that can shut off, like, you know, obviously you're not attracted to this woman, but you're professional. So you got to show her you can't shut that off and just have a great date with her.
A date. Yes. Anything beyond that? No. It would be very, but very.
That's the whole point of the gigolo thing, is you're entertaining women, right?
Well, you're supposed to, you know, you take them out on a date, you show them a good time, you treat them like they're beautiful. I don't know. I'm not a great actor, so I don't know how far into that I could actually get.
Yeah. What if you just focus on their minds? What if they have beautiful minds?
Yeah, I'm a little bit too shallow for that.
Okay. So, well, there's it. And that's the thing.
It might be a good learning experience.
Do you think with training you could break out of that?
Possibly yes. And I think that would actually.
You need a professional.
If I did it.
Yeah.
You're gonna you have to do this. You're gonna find your wife.
That would be a fucking awesome screenplay.
Yeah.
He's. I don't know how often that actually happens. Well, I mean, I guess hey, let me ask you this. If like Coop, I got an assignment for you, and you're like, yes, boss, pimp guy, and you say, okay. She's 87 years old. 87 years old. Not doing great. And she smells, because she's 87. Smells like mothballs. But she's 87 and she's loaded. And she wants a nice, handsome young man to take her out. So I assign you to her. And this woman, you take her out. And she says, I'm going to die in less than a year. If you fuck me 5 times this year, I'll give you my $20 million that I have in the bank.
If it was actually her dying wish, I would do it as an act of charity. I wouldn't ask for anything in return if that was something that I could do to actually make her happy. I would do my very best to treat her like the most beautiful one on the planet. Yeah, right. No, if would she's an 80-year-old woman on her deathbed...
You'd take the money.
Okay, yeah, at this point, I'd probably take the money. I'm just saying.
Coop, have you ever been in love?
Yeah, twice.
Isn't love sex the best? Yeah, but isn't love sex the best sex?
It is so much better.
When you go back and think about previous sexual encounters, do you think of randos or do you think about the love sex that you had?
The love sex.
You think about the love sex.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
You never think about a chick, no matter how hot she is, you never think about a chick that you hooked up with, whatever, when you were 25 or whatever. You think about that person that you fucking loved. You think about the intense, You think about maybe the crazy shit you did. You think about certain lovemaking sessions that you had. You close your eyes and you remember that. It's the love sex.
You know, it's funny that you bring this up because
Joel gets to have lots of love sex because he found his soulmate.
I know, and I fucking hate him for it. No, it's funny because I was actually thinking
Mike, are you still doing love sex with your wife?
We have a new caller.
Okay, sorry for interrupting, Coop.
I was just going to say, I was actually thinking about this last night because I was having a hard time falling asleep. So I was thinking about it, and overall, no, that's...
Caller, just okay, one moment. We're hearing about Coop's love sex fantasies.
That was the catalyst for the situation, is I was thinking about it, and I realized that, I mean, overall, what I'm doing is I'm filling a hole in my heart with bad decisions.
That's why I quit having sex, is because that's why I haven't had sex, because I'm like, I know it's not going to make me feel any better. And at this point, not even a cum is going to break me from bigger issues. So, like, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to feel worse after having sex with someone that I don't care about, because I don't want to start associating sex. I don't want sex to become boring and mundane. So that's why I haven't had sex, because I just know it's not going to fucking do me any good unless it's somebody that I truly am vibing with, as the kids say.
Jack, you are absolutely right.
Yeah. No, and again, when I was 25,
you're a stronger man than I am. Because
the good news is my dog is dying, so I can put a lot of focus into him. It's hard to get horny when you're watching your best friend wither away, Coop.
Okay, I haven't been in that situation, but I do have to give you some respect, because we've had some discussions outside of the show. We've had some similar experiences. We're not going to get into that, but you took the more adult route when it came to dealing with it. I've been taking
very
amateur route.
I'm always sad.
Oh, me too. It doesn't make a difference.
But yeah. But I do. I got a nice routine, and that's what's the best part about going to bed at 9 o'clock at night, is you go to bed, and the worst part is at night. That's when you get all sad. So you go to bed before you can get there, and then when you wake up in the morning, as long as the most important thing, as long as you don't look at your phone while you're still laying in bed, if you just get up and start moving, then you can really you can get a lot of good day done.
See, that's the part of the process that I haven't gotten a hold of yet, right? Like, I haven't gotten that down to a science yet, where I'm fine throughout the course of the day.
Yeah.
As soon as I go to bed at night, the loneliness is astounding. So that's a part of the situation that I'm actively trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Right now.
You should try coming in an 80-year-old woman.
Caller, do you have any thoughts on this?
Most of the dudes that listen to you guys' show, right?
Caller, who are you?
Tom from Colorado again.
Oh, hey, Tom, what's up?
No, I was saying that's most of the dudes that are single at our age, isn't it?
What? Like, what?
They have this issue.
What's the issue?
Yeah, I agree with you, Caller.
Look, just because I admitted that I'm going to a therapist doesn't mean I got fucking problems, man. Okay? I haven't even picked out my therapist yet. I don't know my problems.
No, but for real, like, I was listening to you and Coop talking, and like, I resonated with that. Like, that's a real thing. Like, you know, I know this might not fucking reciprocate with your show, but it's a real thing. Like, I don't know. It's fucking hard. I can't come if I don't love the lady. Like, I can't do that shit anymore.
Jack, will you explain what the show is? There's a new person in the chat. He says, "What is this, and how did I get here?"
Okay, so what's his name?
His name is Brent Bishop.
Oh, he used his full Christian name. That's really nice of you, Brent. Hey, Brent, how you doing? Jack Manford, Manville the First here. This is the Friday Night Jack Sesh. It's a call-in show where I get a nice extra paycheck, and the callers do all the work for me by calling in and just kind of doing stuff, and then I talk about my fucking dog dying.
That's pretty accurate, Jack.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. Brent. Hey, can I have a cigarette now?
Yeah.
Coop, come sit down and just sit here and hey.
So I have a genuine question.
I'm ready.
You guys always promote smoking dope on the show.
Do you guys smoke
cigarettes in the studio?
I do not smoke. I have never smoked pot on the show ever. I don't really smoke pot a lot to begin with. But yes,
Papa G, he smokes. And guys smoke weed, but do you guys smoke cigarettes?
I've done it once. I did it once.
Jack smokes cigarettes every day.
Ross was out of town for 4 days, so we had 4 days to get the smell out of the studio.
Dude, it was gone the next day.
I'm sure it was.
I think you could smoke one cigarette in here per show.
I'm not doing it. Coop, come take a seat.
Well, I just wanted to call in because what you and Coop were talking about like resonated with me, so I wanted to
chime just in, two dudes in their late 30s still waiting on love. I'm filling mine with going to bed early. I'm filling mine with going to bed early, and Coop's filling his with threesomes.
Yeah, and you can't come because you don't love him, so. Ross got it good in his book.
Yep. Well, good talking to you, sir.
Steve, hold up. I'm in the middle of my show, but I'm stepping outside. Just hold up, Steve. Okay, that's my buddy Steve. While I'm taking my break, I'm going to hand the thing over to Coop. Were you trying to clarify something there?
I was saying it's only been two.
Hey, don't just beef up the numbers.
All right, Jack's going to go smoke a cigarette. Meanwhile.
All right. Here we go. What do we have going on? Who wants to call in and be sad with me?
All right. Welcome to the Iconoblast podcast. This is the show that takes a look behind the public.
Facades of famous icons to show you why you can never take anything at face value. My name is Matt Cooper, and sitting across from me, once again, is the one and only Joel Benner.
Hello. What are we talking about today,
Coop? We're apparently talking about...
Oh, we got a call.
My sexual history.
Nope, they hung up on us.
Hung up already. Shit.
Yep, they're calling again.
Okay, I hope so. I have no idea what to talk about right now.
What was our last topic we talked on our show? We have our own show, you know.
We were talking about Fritz Haber.
Caller, you're on the air.
Okay, thank God.
I thought it was about all the weird things that happened in movies for Halloween, motherfuckers.
My fucking man. Well, that was the episode before last.
We haven't put out a show yet since.
Oh, we haven't dropped the Fritz Haber episode yet.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. Yeah. Last episode was the some of the true stories behind horror movies that were a little bit more horrifying than the actual horror movies themselves.
Well, Ruben already knows that.
Well, yeah, sure I was
you
there.
Listens to you weren't there. You were here for the Hugh
secret-
Hefner episode.
He's there every show.
I installed a secret camera into the studio, and I watch everything.
Ruben, when are you coming back out to Austin again?
I don't know. How much money you got?
Come back, Ruben.
How much money do I have?
Yeah. Make it worth my while.
Ruben, do you have a cocktail?
Yes, I do have a cocktail.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, fuck me. Come on. Come over here and fuck me. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, check your phone.
How long do I have to do this so you can have to drink all your drink right now? Drink your drink. Fuck me.
Jack was right that you don't answer any messages sent to you because I sent one to you for a question the other day.
Oh, yeah, dude. If you want some seltzers... I think you're asking the wrong guy. I don't even have a car, so getting to a mail place and mailing them and all that whole thing might be too complicated for a loser.
I did consider that, but other people's numbers that I have down there, they don't respond, and you do occasionally.
I can. I will relay your message and figure out a way to ship you some seltzers.
Wait, hang on, Ruben. You have never once texted me.
Maybe because I don't have your goddamn phone number there, Matthias.
Okay, I will send you my phone number as long as you promise to text me. I don't want any actual text messages. I just want voice messages.
Okay. I thought it was going to be graphic, up-close male anatomy shots. But okay, if you just want my voice, use me then.
No, my camera roll's already getting full.
Ruben, when's the last time you fucked?
You don't want to know the actual answer on that there, Joel.
Because it'll embarrass him?
No, it's embarrassing for me, not for Joel.
You're in a constant state of fuck.
Ruben, you were asking for some sort of compensation for coming back out to Austin. I can't offer you any money. I can bring you out with me the next time that I go out. And I can guarantee that
so I have to be
more valuable.
So I have to be the So I have to be the cameraman and the mic guy during your menage a trois.
Oh, no, you don't want any of this on camera. Trust me, you do not want any of this on camera.
Yeah, that sounds like my 30s. That sounds like my 30s, yeah. Word.
I'm still on the tail end of my 30s. I'm trying to get it all out of my system before I turn 40.
Yeah.
And then you're going to calm down?
Oh, no. No, it's probably going to get worse. It's just going to be depressing at that point.
Yeah, it already is.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm okay with that, though. I'm having a good time.
What do you think the position was that your mom and dad were in whenever they conceived you?
Ooh, funny story. I actually know. It was cowgirl. It was cowgirl underneath a juniper tree just outside of Burns, Oregon.
That's your mom's private business. You can't be saying that on the air like this.
Hey, if she didn't want me to talk about it, she shouldn't have fucking told me about it.
True. Well, she didn't know you were going to do a podcast.
In the first place, she shouldn't have told me about it.
Well, yeah, why would someone's mother actually go into grand detail of that?
Well, Coop's perverted. He probably asked over and over and over until she finally broke and told him.
No, she just likes to brag.
Joel, what do you think your parents were doing?
I don't know, but I knew the same story Coop's mom, but she didn't tell me it. She showed me.
Ooh, an old VHS tape, perhaps.
Joel, there is no question that you were conceived doggy style.
I have no idea.
It had to have been.
I have no idea of what the way that my parents did it.
I shouldn't know. I'm actually upset that I do know the position that my parents were in because my mom thought that it was funny to tell me.
Yeah, my mom never told me.
Mom would be on top flexing like Arnold, say, take it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Okay, so it would be a little bit closer to Amazon style. You know, the man's got his knees behind his ears, the woman's on top. It's similar to cowgirl, except the man's folded into a pretzel.
Joel, I've seen an instructional video or two about that. I'm familiar.
Ruben, come back to Austin, man. We miss you. That was a lot of fun when you were here. All you boys were cool, but particularly having you on the show was a lot of fun.
I was disappointed that you didn't go out with us after the show was over.
He could barely walk.
I could barely walk either.
I have enough trouble sober walking, let alone mixing 4 different types of adult beverages.
The best thing you did was go home because we ended up going to a bunch of gay bars, and then we ended up fucking, someone got arrested.
We did, okay.
He's still in denial about
somebody
this.
Somebody got arrested. We did not go to a gay bar.
We went to two gay bars.
We did not go.
Had no idea, and neither did everyone else because everyone was so drunk.
I've been to those bars multiple times.
That was gay day for sure.
Okay, maybe it's a certain day of the week, but for sure, those aren't dedicated
I'm not gay hating
bars.
On it. The part that I thought was hilarious is everyone was like, yeah, this is cool, and I'm like, you guys know that this is a gay bar. Like, there was literally like 50 men dressed up as women.
That must have been a very specific night of the week.
It was your favorite
any
day.
Any other time,
you go that day every week.
I have a good time every single time that I go out because I'm not judgmental. I just kind of go with the flow and enjoy myself.
Funny thing for me was the next morning hearing the description of the evening from Richard, and me and Reed White sitting out near the pool. And Richard stumbling outside and just taking a piss outside.
Yes.
And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, somebody in the bathroom. And we're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, when did you get in? And like, whenever he kind of sobered up the next, few hours, he told us this weird story. And I was like, man, I can't wait to like get to the bottom of this because this just sounds fake. And it was 100% correct.
It was true. Big Dick Danoff stayed at the gay bar when we all left, and he was talking to a gay man who was dressed as a woman, and I was laughing because he didn't know it was a man.
I mean, he went into detail about how he was scared in a bathroom stall as people were fucking next to him in the adjacent stall, and he was like, where the fuck are these guys? Where did everybody go? Oh my God.
I went up to him and was like, hey, we're leaving. He's like, all right, I'll catch up. Where are you guys going? And I was like, we're hitting 6th Street and we're going to, I forget where we went to after that, but we never saw him again. And I'm pretty sure he got fucked by a man. And I think he's trying to hide it. I think he's trying to hide it from everybody.
Is that you, Rubes?
Yeah. What's up, Jack?
Oh man.
Oh, wait a second. Wait. Hi, Jack.
That's what I like to hear. I smoked about 3 puffs of that cigarette, and then the lightning got bright, and I got scared and walked in.
Yeah, dude, I can't do lightning. I got zapped by lightning out in the field in Louisiana, so I'm still freaked out by lightning.
I'll tell you what, Rubes, and I want to hear about this. That's the thing. People say how rare it is, but I've met like 5 people that have been struck by lightning, so obviously not that fucking rare.
I've
never met a Powerball winner before.
True. Wait, Ruben, you got struck by lightning?
I it wasn't a full-on blast, but I got some residual zappage from it. Whoa. So we were out in the field doing training in a torrential downpour, and you know, you can hear the lightning and the thunder and everything. And I just kind of looked up at the guy that was on our vehicle and said, "Hey, you might want to be away from the gun and not have the radio up to your ear just in case." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." And we went over, and there was like a truck, you know, in the road, kind of like we're using it as a blocking thing. And I just kind of leaned up against it, had my hand on the bed. It was like a 5-ton truck. And this bolt came in, and you could feel it through the air. And it hit on the other side of this little village. And all of a sudden, my hands got all tingly. And I'm like, what the fuck? And the guy beside me started freaking out. And he's like ripping his helmet off. He's like, oh, no, 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 no. And I'm like, holy shit. What the hell just happened? Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, we're stopping the field exercise. Everybody go inside." I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah, no shit."
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, it felt like my hands were asleep. You know that feeling.
Yeah,
and I was just like, "Holy shit, dude, that's crazy." And they're like, "You can go to the medics for it." I'm like, "Dude, the VA is not going to give me dick for that." And, you know,
did you get an erection from it though?
It was cold rain, so I wasn't at full potential for an erection, but I do feel that I have superpowers of some
sort. Or it could be like that movie Powder.
Did you sound like a girl before you were struck by lightning?
Absolutely not.
And they gave your superpowers your voice?
No, my voice has gotten deeper the older I've gotten.
Rubies.
What's up, man?
Why did I overhear talking about not? You're a handsome guy.
I beg to differ.
I don't know. I think you are, man. And
he's handsome.
You seem super personable. Do you like shut down when you talk to women? What's going on?
I'm a loner, dude. I stick to myself. Yeah.
You know, Coop's thinking about selling his body, so.
Ruben, are you a loner or are you afraid of rejection?
Maybe a little bit of both. Why are you fucking psychoanalyzing me, you cunt?
Ruben, you don't have to answer that, and don't talk to Ruben like that.
No, because I'm not funny. All I can do is psychoanalyze people. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I know how to do.
It's just Coop and his head games.
Dick,
so what's the answer?
Coop. Dick move.
Why hasn't Joey called in for the last couple weeks? I'm a little scared about Joey.
I've wanted to hang up on Ruben to get him back for all the times he hung up on us, but I love him so much.
Yeah, we all love Rubes. I don't take it personally when Ruben hangs up on us. There it is. There it is. Is Joey okay? Joey hasn't called in.
Yeah, that would be like the first time.
Well, last week he didn't call in.
He didn't?
No.
Hello.
Who's this?
Ian.
Hey, Ian. Where are you calling in from?
Hey. Jersey. I want to say hi to you, Jack, Coop, and Joel. And I got a kind of a weird question.
Ready.
I'm building a car, an 87 Monte Carlo.
Oh, nice.
Me and my son. The problem is it's hard to build a project without a name.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of names. My ex-wife used to make names for everything. So, see what you guys. You guys are creative and artists. Any ideas on names?
A name for the car?
Jack is going to have a good name.
Yeah, so it'd be like Project So-and-So?
Yeah, like, you know, the cars, most drag cars don't have names. It's just easier when there's get you more motivated when the project has its own name.
Okay.
We need to learn a little more about them.
Project Pre-Cum.
Wait, hey, Jack, sure. What if you were naming a racehorse?
Oh, okay. So, okay, that's a good way of putting it. Oh, I'd want to. I think your car should be named
I hope you're writing this down. This is the actual.
How are you?
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you write that down?
I did all of it.
What's your son's name? I think we need to learn more about this guy so we can come up with a better name.
I can't.
Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony. Okay. Yep. Are you Italian?
Yes.
You named your kid Anthony. Of course you're Italian. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Italian and Scandinavian. Good mix.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting mix.
Divorced, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. He's divorced. He's got a son named Anthony. He's Italian.
Yeah. She moved out. Me and the kids are still at home.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
You got something?
You missed this dick. That's it. That's the name.
It's got to be somewhat PG.
Oh, it's got to be PG. Okay. Oh, it's for it's Anthony's car.
Oh, it's all of our cars.
Okay. I'll make it. Okay. Ready? You missed this hog.
Yo. You call vehicles maybe. Hogs. Too,
yeah.
So that's kind of a good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Call it the lane splitter.
Well, see, I think a really good test of the situation is you have to think about it with a horse race announcer saying the name.
Yeah.
So it's like coming up on the inside, do you miss this dick?
Yeah.
I feel like that fits a little bit better than the other name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Hog Heaven.
Coming up on the inside, Hog Heaven.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a little bit longer.
Okay. The, dude, where the, how long have we been doing this show?
We can call it right now.
Well, what are we at, 115?
A little over 115.
Yeah.
Probably 120.
We got to get a good name for Anthony, and then we wrap the show up.
All right.
Or, what's James? What's your name?
Ian.
I like Lane Splitter.
The Lane Splitter?
Yeah. Lane Splitter and the Revenge of the Sith, so it's longer.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be like a sentence.
Well, no one cares what you feel.
No, I know.
Okay, anyway.
Hey. I like
Jack, what's wrong?
Call it the weight of my sadness.
There it is.
Hey. Pretty close to the truth.
Okay, that's the name. The weight of my sadness.
And proletariat is neck and neck with the weight of my sadness.
Yeah.
Why not? I've heard worse things of cars. Yeah. I mean, my uncle gave it to us, you know, keep me busy so I didn't care enough after she left. That's kind of how it ends up starting.
The weight of my sadness.
Yeah. The weight of my sadness. And then, but it's not spelled weight, WEAIGHT. It's WAIT, the weight of my sadness.
Mm.
Okay.
Because someday things will get better.
Yeah. 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 Pretty much the car, the kids, Econoblast, and Jack Sesh, most of my distractions.
No shit.
Oh, man. I'm glad to hear that.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure they're glad to hear it too. They're about to do an episode. And what are you guys doing tonight's episode on?
Monday's episode's about, who is it?
We were talking about Fritz Haber. But don't look it up in advance, or you're going to spoil
the
overall
score. Okay.
I won't.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to know ahead. I like listening and learning as we go.
It's a wild one.
That way, check it's a little better that way if you don't know the ending. To it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel, you got, right, any, guys, well, you got any good laughs planned for tonight, or just the normal?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
I can't do yours. I can do Coop better because my voice is closer to his. And
that's still my favorite episode when you were. Uh-oh.
Yeah, is Jack going to be any more episodes?
Oh, Jesus.
It sounds exactly like me.
That was. I should have just faded to black and ended the show with that rip.
Oh,
Dude. Did you shit yourself?
Maybe.
Oh, I ain't good.
This show is completely off the
Is this still Ian?
It's still me.
Hey, Ian, tell me a little bit about your ex-wife.
Well, she's Irish. She likes to have everything her way or no way. And a little nuts.
Okay.
I gotta learn not to look for a crazy one.
Yeah.
Bill in the chat says he hopes that Delco Dan has to use that mic next.
it'll be out of this by the time people come back. Who uses this mic usually?
It's whoever's hosting Softcore for that week is the one.
Oh, man. Oh. I hope it's not Jake because I don't want to get accused of a hate crime.
Yeah.
If Jake's the next host, then it's going to be him.
Oh.
And Delco's out of town, so it's either going to be Jake or Rob.
I'll give it a spritz before we leave.
Hey, Jack, I know this is a very tasteless joke, but his people are used to being gassed.
Oh, rough one, but good.
It's a historical fact. All right. On that note, let's fade to black. How should we wrap up this show?
What was the name of the car?
The Weight of My Sadness.
Do you want to sing a song about it? We usually end with a song.
Let's do it.
Where's that guitar?
Where is the guitar?
Can you run and grab that, Coop?
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna sing a song called The Weight of My Sadness, and it's
you're gonna sing it to Ian. It's for Ian and blessing his vehicle.
Okay. Oh, it's yeah.
Okay. The weight of my sadness.
Dude, I don't know what's up with me. I can't even remember if I you know what happens when you're my age? I literally was just thinking.
I am your age.
Should I jerk off when I get home?
That is hard to
think. In my head, I'm like, did I jerk off this morning? I don't remember
I
woke up at 6:30 in the morning and I don't remember if I jerked off this morning. So I'm like, should I do it when I go home? Should I do a night jerk? Right now, I don't feel like jerking, but I feel like I should.
Yeah. I get that. Every morning, every night.
I used to. I got the energy for that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Ian, are you ready?
Don't force
me. I'm ready.
Gather around me, friends.
I already love it.
There's a story I must tell about a four-legged vehicle. I hope you learn it well. It's got pistons and motors and axles too. We're making a blessing just for you. Ian and Anthony riding in the front, burning rubber in the memory of his wife, a cunt.
Ex-wife,
a cunt. It is the weight of my sadness rolling down the road. The weight of my sadness, a sadness nobody else can know. It's the weight of my sadness as I hang my head low. When I press that pedal, I make my sadness go. The weight of my sadness, nothing gonna leave me now. The weight of sadness, I'm sadder than thou. I can't drink, I can't sleep, I can't sing tonight. I got the weight of my sadness, cause I'm gonna miss my dog's underbite when he dies. It's the weight of my sadness, everything consuming me. The weight of my sadness, I can't really think. It's the weight of my sadness. I don't want to go back. It's the weight of my sadness. Joel, please fade to black.
So thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night. I did.
Oh,